What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Do you feel like you guys have stabilized things on the offensive line a bit? I don't know if that means maybe getting comfortable with constant change, but it's not like you guys have settled into the same line. It's still Tyree Phillips was on the Eagles last week. But it seems like the results are better. So do you feel like you guys have stabilized things?
I think we took a great step forward in this past week. And, you know, like you said, Tyree coming in, you know, I thought he did a good job. And I thought we played well together as a unit.
How do you think that plays into the last 2 weeks? There have certainly been more aggressive throws, more downfield throws. Obviously, a lot goes into that. Tyrod versus Daniel and Saquon being healthy versus not being there. What is the offensive line's part in that? Do you feel like you guys have given the offense the time to take more shots than you were earlier in the season?
Yeah, obviously, with more downfield throws like that, you need to have, you know, a little bit more time, a little strong, and some strong protection. I felt like, you know, we've been working well as a unit, and I've been taking a good step forward as in working together in pass pro.
And then if I could ask one more just about the other side of the ball, I know you don't go against them every day, your starting defense, like you do in training camp, but what have you seen, I guess, from your starting defense here in terms of a couple weeks ago we were on them about not tackling well, and now it seems like they are playing like one of the best units in the league. What have you seen from those guys, maybe in terms of motivation or play or just answering the bell?
I mean, we obviously on the offensive side, we knew what we had in our defense going against them every day in training camp and leading up to the season. And, you know, they have great lead. We have some great leaders on the defensive side of the ball. You know, we have a lot of great athletes back there as well, you know, from the defensive line all the way back to the safeties. You know, I believe it's a very talented group, and they're playing really, really well right now.
Thanks, Ben.
Yep. Howdy, Trina.
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Ben, yesterday Justin was talking about how the offensive line has been, quote unquote, over communicating to make sure that, you know, given the different guys that are coming in and out of the lineup, that everybody is on the same page. Can you talk a little bit about that process, and have you found that to be helpful for your play?
Absolutely. I think, you know, one of the biggest pieces in offensive line play is just making sure that we're all on the same page and going to the right guys and, you know, accounting for our responsibilities. So, you know, when we don't have a whole lot of time to gel together, you know, like a full full training camp or OTAs or things like that, we have to over communicate and make sure that we all know, you know, who we're responsible for, and be able to be working together as a unit.
Can you just give a quick example of the over communication process? Is it like you're sitting at lunch and somebody calls out a play, or is there something more involved to it?
I mean, there might be something more involved. It's more so, you know, just we call it sometimes, you know, a call and response, and just making sure that everybody is, yeah, knows what their responsibilities are. You know, communicating at the line of scrimmage, you know, coming off on the sideline and communicating there what we're seeing, and, you know, any possible adjustments or anything like that, and talking through and making sure that everyone, knows what the plan is and how we need to execute.
Thank you.
Yep.
Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, how are we doing?
Good, good. This is not a trick question, okay? I'm not, you know, trying to dig for anything here. Just, I'm not asking who you like better. Can you just talk about being in the huddle, being on the field with the two different quarterbacks, Tyrod and Daniel, and is there a different feel or a different style that these two guys present? I mean, every person, every player is different. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, like you said, you know, obviously Daniel and Tyrod have their, you know, I would guess call it slightly unique characteristics that are different from one another. But, you know, for the main point, they're both great veteran leaders, great quarterbacks, taking control of the huddle and making sure that everyone's on the same page. And, you know, it's a pleasure to block for either one of them.
What are some of those different characteristics that you see manifest itself in a huddle or on a field?
You know, I guess it could just be their own personalities, you know, things like that. I mean, I think they're both wired like true professionals, and they're both kind of wired the same way. You know, from the O-line perspective, we don't really – I wouldn't say that there's, you know, a complete difference in style of play with the two quarterbacks. I think they both make sure that we're all staying calm. And, you know, I guess just speaking from this past game, you know, Tyrod did a great job of having that veteran presence and making sure that, you know, even when things weren't going right, that we were all staying together. And, you know, when Daniel's in, he's doing the same thing. He's checking in with us on the sidelines and making sure. And, you know, it's not like we're really skipping a beat or having anything too different when it's Tyrod or Daniel back there.
Okay, thanks, Ben.
Yeah, no problem.
Jordan Renan.
Hey, Ben, what's going on, man?
Good, how you doing, Jordan?
Good. How different does the offense look to you when you go back and watch it on tape with and without Saquon?
I mean, Saquon is, you know, he's a key part to this offense, and he's an, you know, he's an exceptional running back and a great player for us. You know, it's awesome when he's in the game, and you know, he can make some explosive plays like we saw, you know, this past game. You know, and he adds a great dynamic for us on the offensive side of the ball.
How much as an offense do you feel better today than you did, you know, the past few weeks? Just on the fact that when you got that first touchdown, when you ended that streak, does that sort of take a weight off your shoulders at all?
I don't know if it's a weight off the shoulders. It's just good to see some results, you know, especially, you know, a red zone touchdown like that, you know, where there were some times when drives were stalling out down there, and to be able to finish in the red zone was awesome.
We'll take two more. Tom Rock.
Ben, I know you haven't been here too long, but what do you make of the Giants-Jets rivalry, and what do you see from their defensive front that you're going to have to go against this week?
Yeah, in terms of the, you know, the Giants-Jets rivalry, you know, I know that this is going to be a, you know, a game that's near to a lot of people's heart. You know, personally, I can't speak a whole lot on that at the moment just because I've, you know, I've only been here for a couple of years, and, you know, we haven't had a regular season game against the Jets while I've been here. I'm looking forward to it. I'm very excited to be a part of it. And, you know, they have a good defense. You know, they have a good defense, and we need to be prepared and ready for that.
I know you haven't done much studying on them, but do you, when you look at their defense, it seems like they're very balanced between their edge rushers and their middle, and they don't really blitz a lot. What does that mean for an offensive line? Is it just about winning one-on-ones and things like that?
Yeah, it's winning your one-on-one matchup, and it's working together as a unit, and you know, being able to, you know, help, you know, someone's going to be always in a position where, you know, maybe they can get some help, or, you know, and sometimes you're just going to have to win your one-on-one matchup. And it's like we talked about earlier in a previous question of over-communicating and making sure that everyone's on the same page.
Thank you.
Yep.
Last one, Bob Berkover.
Hi, Ben. Did you get any kind of sample size at all from the preseason game? Because they did actually play their starters a little bit, I guess, in that game, correct?
Correct. A little bit, yeah. Yeah, there, like you said, there was a small sample size there. So, you know, we got a couple drives of it from that last preseason game. And, you know, like I said before, they have a good defense over there.
And just because you're in the same city and sometimes your games aren't at the same time, you and even different teams, have you watched them at all, just even on TV?
Yeah, I mean, I watch some games, so obviously you're always tuned into it. And, there's times when we're playing it, you know, we'll have a late game or, you know, if they're playing on a Monday night, something like that, you catch the game. And so I've seen them play before.
And when you watch them, do you end up watching it as an offensive lineman, or do you just watch the game?
Yeah, sadly, that's kind of how the football watching goes for me now, is watching the O-line. It's taken out that whole watching the game as a fan, and you know, I'm always tuned into the O-line of, you know, whatever team has the ball. So, I've
D-line too, the O-N-D line.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I tend to watch the blocking more than the ball, watching it as a casual fan.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.